This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. But especially our over-the-road truck drivers, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the different things that we have over there, and you just might wind up saving some money on some stuff. All right, to the telephone line we go on this weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And out there in sunny and warm California, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you very much.
I told you, you're warmer than us, aren't you?
Well, I think it's about 53 degrees right now.
Did you say 53?
53, yeah.
Damn, I'm at 55. Okay, the guy, I can't see him, Kyle. It's too foggy, but I know, there they go. I know they're over there, but I can't see them. It's too foggy.
Right.
Yeah, the water is like 70 degrees, and the air temperature is 55, and that's enough to create some really bad fog. And we've got dense fog in Florida tonight, especially where I'm at, about halfway across I-4 and the I-4 corridor over towards Orlando, and then all the way up to Georgia and into Georgia, up as far as Valdosta and maybe up towards Tifton right now, and all the way across to Houston, Texas on I-10 from Jacksonville. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget that. Well, you know, Kyle, besides the weather, there's only one other thing that seems to be certain anymore, and that's the fact that the sun's going to rise from the east and set in the west, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Nancy Pelosi came unglued again this week with the possibility of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. She said, and I quote, "It's really scary." And I say that as a practicing Catholic. If she was a practicing Catholic, what's she doing supporting abortion?
Well, Captain, I would just say
Please explain that.
Well, that's right. Well, but I would simply say that I think she may understand this if she's a practicing Catholic, and that is, you know what kind of tree it is by the kind of fruit that it bears, right? And so what she's doing, of course, is really a political statement, because she's not really approaching it from a spiritual place, and she's not approaching it from a place of what the Constitution talks about and what the law says. There was so much that went on in those oral arguments, Captain, that maybe that's why she's so scared. because the way that it was laid out and the way that it was discussed, that's what I think got a lot of the pro Roe v. Wade people saying, look, you know, this could be a real problem.
Now, what is Georgia famous for that they produce that comes out every year and people look forward to getting it, and it is produce?
What's that?
Peaches, Georgia peaches.
That's right.
But they also raise a whole bunch of Georgia pecans. Now, let me compare the Georgia peach to the governor that's currently there right now, Governor Kemp. He's had a little bit of a rocky road, kind of a hard start to get started, but he's turned the economy around there, doing very well. And then you've got, let's call her the crab apple in the mix, Stacey Abrams, who would destroy Georgia by making it all obsessed on race, and all that crap. And she would destroy the economy in Georgia simply because of the fact that she'd want to give everybody something and somebody'd have to pay for it. And who would that be?
Well, all the people in Georgia.
It'd be all the people that are working, regardless of their income. Because when these Democrats look at you in the face and they go, oh, no one under $100,000 is going to pay any more taxes. Oh, no one under $400,000. Oh, no. When they say that, just throw something at the TV or turn it off because they're lying through their teeth, because the inflation we've got right now is hitting everybody. And it's not going to go away until we get oil back where it was to begin with. And we can do that, and we can do it fairly quickly if we start the Keystone Pipeline back up again, if we start drilling again where we were drilling before, and if we start mass producing so we produce more than the other guys, we can drive the damn price of oil down again.
And you would think, Captain, that even the Democrat Party elite would realize that the price
of oil... They don't care.
Yeah, that's my point. They don't care. Because they know that they could get the economy going back again, and they would get more people supporting them if things were getting better, but they're not going to do it.
And let me tell you where this all starts. High gasoline prices have hit the working class families hard and contributed to the highest inflation rate in decades. All you got to do is look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who laughed off all the concerns, and he did, he laughed them off. Fuel prices won't matter, the transportation secretary told MSNBC, when everyone drives an electric vehicle. Well, not everybody's going to drive a damn electric vehicle. You know why?
Why's that?
Where are you going to charge it?
Well, that's exactly right. And look at the range.
250-mile range.
Yeah.
To go to Atlanta, you have to stop twice at 600 miles.
Yep.
Think about that. Think about that, folks. You want to buy an electric car, go to Atlanta. And by the way, they don't charge it an hour. It takes 3 to 4 hours to bring it back up to a full charge on a trickle charge station, which is what you're going to get. Wake the hell up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Birthday Guy, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It is his birthday, so happy birthday there, 39 forever. And this portion of the program, again, brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. I'm very proud to be able to be a spokesman for them. And I'll tell you what, he's an American company with American workers. They do their very best to put out the best product that they possibly can. It's not just about pillows. He's got a couple hundred items over there that he sells at MyPillow.com that are all related to what people wear, people sleep on, people need to have to walk around with your feet, comfortable slippers, and I mean comfortable slippers that will double as shoes in some cases. I know I've done it. I've walked out with the slippers on thinking I got a pair of shoes on. But anyway, check them out by going to his website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at the low prices that are there. You'll see the prices, and it'll say, with your promo code, price so-and-so and such and such. Well, guess what? The promo code is always going to be Captain. It's always going to be Captain. It's Christmas time. There's something there for everybody, including your dogs or your cats. Yep, they got stuff there they make for the dogs and cats, and you'll love that when you see it. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. If you want to call them up and place an order, you can do that. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And again, they have a 60-day return policy. Anything you buy, you can return it within 60 days and get your money back or exchange it for something else. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. An American company with an American owner that does stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and says one nation under God. And he is very,
very patriotic, as are the people that work for them. I know. I've been talking to them. All right. Back to Mr. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, Kyle, we're in the middle of breaking news out of Michigan. The parents of the Michigan school shooter have been arrested in Detroit. What can you tell us?
All right, Captain. Well, just a few minutes ago, the Detroit police chief held a press conference in the middle of the night,
yep,
right, about 3 a.m., what we know so far is this, that the parents of the school shooter, the Oxford High School shooter, were taken into custody evidently at some kind of commercial building that they somehow were allowed into or let into by somebody. Now, the police chief also was questioned about, was there anybody else in custody at this time? He had a very interesting response, Captain. He said, not yet. So that could lead us to believe that they may be looking at someone who might have aided these
yeah,
two.
See, again, aiding and abetting. You can get charged with that. That's serious stuff. And somebody had to have helped them. Their car was parked at the end of a parking lot at this commercial structure. That's my understanding, correct?
That's what we seem to know right now, because we know that earlier in the evening, a business owner, as it's reported, called 911 after he saw this particular SUV in his parking lot. And that's what led police to search the vehicle, search the area. And so in the press conference, it was also brought out that the chief was very appreciative of the community, that the community, you know, the see something, say something, eyes and ears out there, and that's what seemed to lead to this caller tonight.
It was more than that, Kyle.
Yep.
It was see something, say something, get paid cash money for it.
Well, of course, a reward. But of course, they've gotten them into custody right now. They may be looking at someone who might have helped them in some way. There wasn't any forced entry, according to the police. Next up, Captain, would be the arraignment that could happen as early as 9 o'clock this morning. That would be Saturday morning.
Yeah, and I understand that they are going to be taking them back to Oxford, Michigan. And by the way, hello to LJ in Michigan. She chimed in and she said that Oxford, Michigan is about a 30-minute drive from where she lives up there in Michigan.
Well, very, very interesting. Yes. Yes. Well, and again, it looks like a wonderful place, wonderful school, and of course the four young people, Captain, that lost their lives, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and of course the one that died the other day after the fact. And by the way, one of them was a true hero in every sense of the word. It was one of the star athletes there that ran towards the shooter and was going to try to confront him and get the gun away from him or something. But he was shot and killed as he ran towards the shooter, who was shooting people going down the hallway.
It's just unimaginable. What bravery and what love and dedication to his friends there at school.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the whole thing's just a damn shame. All right. Well, an Iowa county sheriff said that Jen Psaki made a comment about the pandemic and said that it was encouraging to smash and grab people to go out and do what they did, since masks allow the thieves to hide their identities. Well, duh.
Well, you remember, Captain, back in the day, not all that long ago, it would be illegal to wear a mask in public and walk into a bank.
Yeah, and by the way, I said that wrong. It was Los Angeles County Sheriff.
Yeah.
I had that.
L.A. County Sheriff, right.
Yeah, L.A. County, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, yes, typically you wouldn't be able to disguise yourself in public is probably even a better way of putting it.
No.
And certainly to disguise yourself from the police and so forth. And certainly, as I just mentioned, you couldn't walk into a bank wearing a mask. That would be a dead giveaway.
Now, let me tell you something. Yesterday, after I went to the doctor to have my bandage changed on my leg, I had to go there to get some medicinal cream that I put there to help with what the problem is that I've been having. But anyway, I walked in the drugstore, and I see probably half the store people wearing masks.
Right.
And I walked, you know, and one woman, as I was walking out the door, she was putting her mask on. I said to her, I said, why are you putting your mask on? She goes, well, the Dr. Fauci said that we have to wear our mask when we get into enclosed areas, this, that, and the other. I says, ma'am, are you aware of the fact that this new variant, nobody has been in the hospital, nobody's gotten deathly sick, nobody's died, it's no more than a cold? Are you aware of that? Well, Dr. Fauci, and I said, that's all I need to hear, and I walked away.
Well,
we got to get rid of this guy.
Well, but
he's creating panic again.
Well, certainly the idea is that they're jumping on this, almost like, okay, here we go, round two. Yeah, we've got Omicron, and
they're putting the mask on because Fauci says they need to put the mask on. So like, no, it's not.
I think the only other thing they'd want to do, Captain, from Fauci's perspective, is cancel Christmas again. You know, but honestly, I'm so glad you pointed out the symptoms that we are seeing from Omicron seem to be very light. And, you know, we've got another 5 cases, I think, here in California. But I wonder, Captain, if people would even be getting tested because they may simply have thought to themselves, I have a sniffles and it doesn't seem like COVID that we've heard about. So I'll bet you a lot of people may have already encountered Omicron, but they don't show significant symptoms.
Well, I got tested again yesterday for you know, which is what I'm supposed to do, because of the blood that I give every other week, and I'm giving blood again this week coming up. So they have to do that, and also to check my antibodies, which they drew blood on me earlier in the week when I was there on Monday, and my antibodies are still off the chart. And again, they're off the chart for a couple of reasons. I take vitamin supplements to keep my immunity up, and you can do that.
Right, right.
You can do that. So I take supplements to make sure that my immunity is up. And that's how come I know that I'm not concerned about this or the other. Plus, you and I both had, I've had Moderna. Did you have Moderna or Johnson & Johnson?
I had the Moderna and got my booster earlier this week.
That's why you were high on life the other day. You got boosted. I can hear you bouncing off the wall.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. And the booster is, you know, if you're concerned, okay, and you've been vaccinated, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you're concerned, There are suggestions out there by people other than Dr. Fauci that are respectable, including my doctor, that says just go get the booster shot.
Well, right.
And it's free.
Well, see, what Dr. Fauci is in and of himself sort of his own ecosystem in this whole thing.
Well,
and
he's an idiot.
Well, but if we had a different spokesperson, someone who was not in the political realm now, it would be a different story.
Hold that thought. Yeah, he's an idiot, but he's a very rich idiot at about $500,000 a year or thereabouts, which is what the government pays him. He gets more than the President of the United States. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Come on now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Crumleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we'll take it away, and thank you very much. You know, I get asked a lot about how come I talk about Relief Factor so much and what it is that turned me on to them and all that. And I talk about it so much because it's a product that I take that's all natural, that works for me, that takes care of the swelling and the inflammation that I have in my left ankle, my foot, and my leg when that flares up, and it does every now and then. And this is the only thing short of a prescription medication that I can take that will work for me. Plus, it also goes straight to the source of the pain that I have with my right shoulder that I have arthritis in, unfortunately, having broke it a couple times, and the last time was worse than the first time, and my back, which has been fused L2, L3, because I broke my back twice, as well as my left wrist, which has got bursitis in it. So that's why I take it, and it works. Simply put, it works. And if it didn't, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected some of the four best natural ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients, that take care of the problems I just told you about. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, one of my friends plays tennis a lot. They play in a traveling league where they go around to the different courts. And at the end of the match, aches, pains like you wouldn't believe. Takes the Relief Factor, and within 30 to 45 minutes, pain's gone, back to normal. That's a fact.
And certainly that person will tell you that if you run into them on the tennis court and you see that bag of Relief Factor they got with them, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, to start out, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, it is relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start, $19.95. And if it works for you, you'll be put on automatic delivery, and away you go, and you'll know what I know, and that is, it's a product that helps. And believe me, it's helped me immensely. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the great birthday wishes that people are sending in the chat room and to my Facebook page. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we have been getting messages. You told me you just got one there?
We do have a message, actually a question for you, Captain, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming in from John, and John writes in and says, Captain, how come you never played that great song, Make America Great Again, by Bobby Palermo? You can get it on YouTube, and he has a good video, too. Should be Trump's theme song, he says, and maybe yours, too, he says.
Well, number one, a political song about Donald Trump is not going to be my theme song, because that's one thing that you don't do in the radio business. You play a song, yeah, and my song is Ride, Captain, Ride. And that's done because it's been that way ever since day one on the program. Now, do I play or have I played Bobby Palermo's song? Sure. Will I play it again when Donald Trump comes on the campaign trail after the midterm elections are over, because I believe he's running for president? Absolutely. Should it be played by Donald Trump at his rally? It was once. Once.
Yeah.
Bobby doesn't know it, but they did play his song once. And he never played it after that. I don't know why. I never got an answer. But his song was played one time. And for John, this is for you, John. That's his song, Make America Great Again, and he tried like hell to get Donald Trump to play that as his theme song, and he gave it to me, and I gave a copy of the disc to the people at one of the rallies we had here in Tampa, and they played that song, Kyle, one time.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Yep, and that was it. After that, I don't know what happened. Nobody told me. I couldn't get an answer, so I didn't worry about it. But, John, that was for you.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
All right, back to the facts, Jack. Okay, the controversial vaccination policies seem to be spreading around the country now for the wrong reason, limiting public access to the unjabbed. In other words, if you don't get a shot, you can't go here, you can't go there. They're talking about won't put you on a cruise ship again, won't put you on a plane, a train, this, that, and the other, some of these states. I mean, this is nuts.
Well, how about this, Captain? Even at the private level, how about this? You get a Christmas card in the mail and or online, and it says, "Come to our Christmas party and be sure to show your proof of vaccination." You know, to your friend or your relative, even. Yeah.
Or bring a copy of your vaccination card with you.
Right.
Now, exactly. I've got a vaccination card. You've got a vaccination card, and just for the hell of it, okay. Oh, this is so funny. I've got a big V on the one side of the lanyard that I wear, okay, with a smiley face. And the V is colored so you can see it. You know, it's very noticeable. And on the other side of it's a vaccination card. So somebody says to me, they said, what do you got that thing on for? And it was a gathering. And I said, well, it said bring proof of vaccination. I said, here it is.
Right. Well, I mean, all, you know, in somewhat of a kidding manner, are we that far away from where people will want to walk down the street and you'll have your V, you know,
you're
going
to have, you're going to have that. New York City, you can't get into some of the venues there without showing them your damn vaccination card.
Well, sure. But, I mean, just in people's everyday life, it's like, well, I don't want to come over close and talk to you too much unless I can tell from afar that you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, I can hear it now. You ready?
Yep.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. They don't have their vaccination card. Don't say anything.
Right. Well,
gee whiz.
Well, and it all goes back to the politicalization of COVID. And, yeah. You know, as we were talking right before the other break about Dr. Fauci, no matter what side of the political aisle people are on, they've got to agree that he is a lightning rod. The more that he comes out and says that you need to do that or you need to do that.
You're talking about Fauci?
Yeah, about Fauci.
Did you hear the latest?
What's that?
We really want to flood the system with testing, 200,000 to 500,000 tests per month.
Yes, well, of course. Of course, you know, test, but
I think he's got money in the testing.
Yeah, could be. But the whole point is that he, no matter what he says, you're going to have half the country that says, this is great, Dr. Fauci is wonderful, and we should do exactly what he says.
Well, I was amazed that people yesterday were actually, this woman was talking about, well, Dr. Fauci says. So then it dawned on me, well, that's the reason those people are in there with a mask. You hadn't seen a mask in most of the stores in Florida ever since we went totally wide open and this, that, and the other. Until this week when Fauci opened his mouth, and now about half the store, the people that were in there shopping, had masks on.
Yeah, well, exactly. And when Fauci comes out and speaks, and, of course, he's given a great, you know, he's on all the different networks, he's on all the different shows, and it's like, you know, when Fauci speaks, everybody's supposed to do what he says. But just given that, there's no unification that can happen with this. Even if Dr. Fauci said something that was right down the middle, it's exactly right, and it's scientifically defensible and all this stuff, you're still going to have a lot of controversy about it. And unfortunately, Captain, until they make a real change with Fauci, I don't think we can have a real unified attack on this virus.
I'm with you. We're going to make a real change right now. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. We're going to do a Trucker's Highway Bible report and tell you what's going on and tell you where the fog is, where the snow is, and all that good kind of stuff. So don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
just too fine, Kyle, just too fine. The Low Rider by War.
Absolutely. It's a classic. It was a classic then. It's a classic now and can't be improved upon.
You betcha. All right, well, you classic upon what's going on out west, please.
All right, folks. Well, we're tracking, of course, some winter weather advisories tonight, especially up in the northwest and also the northern part of Montana. We're going to start, though, in Seattle, where they're going to be experiencing some rain this coming weekend. Maybe a little bit of respite on Sunday, but starting back up again on Monday. Same basic story for Portland, but we do have winter weather advisories that are going to be just east of Seattle and moving on down towards northern Oregon and all the way up to the Canadian border. Now, over near northern Idaho, we also have winter weather advisory there, and that brings up a 4th of July pass, so the 4th of July summit.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday looks like they've got snow in the forecast, so you definitely want to be aware of that, and you may even need some chains, depending on the amount of snow that goes.
Well, you have to carry chains if you're going north over the mountains this time of the year. You have to have them.
Absolutely. So, and you may have to put them on at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got winter weather advisories up in northern Montana as well. High wind warnings down near Helena, down through Bozeman, down through West Yellowstone. Most of Wyoming is covered in high wind warnings as well, from Cody all the way down to Lander, also Rawlins, Laramie, Cheyenne, and, of course, Casper as well. Now, dense fog in California all through the Central Valley. That's going to be Highway 99 and Interstate 5 coming north of Los Angeles, really through Bakersfield, north of Bakersfield, all the way up through Sacramento, a little bit north of there up to Chico. So be aware of that. Also, Southern California, if you're heading down the Interstate 5 freeway through Orange County, down into San Diego County to the Mexican border, also dense fog that we have right now.
All righty, here we go. North Dakota, north of I-94. Minnesota, north of I-94 to include the upper edge of the Twin Cities all the way to the Canadian border. Same thing with North Dakota. Duluth, Minnesota, upper peninsula of Michigan to include Lake Superior and Lake Huron. Downwind sections there, too. A winter storm watch and a winter storm warning will be issued later today, it looks like, for North Dakota as the big old stuff coming from Montana is headed east. Now, we've got a lot of fog tonight in different areas of the country. Up there in the across I-94 again, in Michigan, you've got fog there for probably 70 miles until you get on the outskirts of Detroit, and then you run out of it. Meantime, the northwestern corner of Ohio to include Toledo, all the way to the Indiana line, over to Fort Wayne, over to South Bend, let's see there, and then almost all the way to Gary, you've got fog along I-80, I-90 in that area. Now, along the Lake Leon, lee shore of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario now, we've got the winter lake effect snow machine starting to kick up as the wind starts to turn around and blow from the west right now. So you've got snow from the Thousand Islands area all the way down to Oneida Lake, all the way across to Oswego, and then on and off through Rochester to Buffalo. You do have wind warnings as well as some snow warnings all the way over to Ripley and Lake Erie. Let's see, and Erie, Pennsylvania be included in this. Now, the fog tonight is just intense. The fog north of Tampa, all the way to Tifton, Georgia, up I-75, zero visibility in many places. Please be careful. That also takes us about halfway into Florida, over towards Orlando, and up through 301, all the way to Jacksonville, all the way to Brunswick. Jacksonville, I-10 West, all the way to Houston, Texas tonight, and all points in between, dense fog advisory. The fog is intensely thick right now in Louisiana around New Orleans,
If you go into New Orleans, you're going to have some real difficulty, especially when you get on those long bridges trying to see. So please be careful. And then the fog is patchy as it goes down to the border out of Houston, spotty, to say the least, down to Galveston, then on down to McAllen and Brownsville. Now, we do have some fog in the southeastern part of Oklahoma, the central part of Arkansas, and most of the state of Alabama is covered in dense fog, to include Birmingham, I-20 from Mississippi across to the Georgia line. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And now we move over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to go over there right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's Kyle Warren's birthday.
It is. Happy birthday.
Yep, he's still listening. I know we get that in there for him. All right. We have breaking news that broke about an hour or so ago. The parents of the 15-year-old school shooter in Michigan have, in fact, been arrested in Detroit. They were discovered hiding in a warehouse that apparently they were led into by somebody. And their car was out in the parking lot, backed up against a fence way down in the corner. The tipster called in and said they were there, and that's what we know about it so far. Do you know anything different?
No, that's about right. I really thought they had left the state, but there had been an APB out on their vehicle. And somebody spotted the vehicle. Somebody may have let him into the warehouse to hide, but their vehicle was spotted by somebody, and they called in, so they surrounded the building and actually found them.
Yeah, the police chief gave an interesting answer during the press conference I saw. He said he was asked, he says, do you have any other people in custody? And he says, not yet.
Yeah. Exactly. What's crazy is that these parents were prepared, or essentially did abandon their son.
Correct.
Their son's in jail, and so the parents were bailing out, which is crazy.
Yes, it is. Hold that thought. We'll have a little bit more on that, plus we'll get into our other stuff when we come back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're taking a break. Top of the hour news coming up. And then we'll be back with our smiling faces. And you'll hear more. Hour number three coming up on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.